Weekend, we're going to be close to the boundary line, separating cooler air to our north from very hot air to the south. And in this zone, thunderstorms are likely to form, and there's a slight chance that tomorrow's storms could become severe. For today, partly sunny, high 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a thunderstorm toward daybreak, low 66. More variable cloudiness, humid, a couple of showers, maybe a heavy gusty thunderstorm, high 78. Then for Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine, can't rule out a thunderstorm, high 83. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, it is 68 degrees, also 68 in Burlington, 73 Milwaukee, 70 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
You know what the name of the mascot of the University of Chicago is?
University of Chicago. Oh, boy. I do not.
The University of Chicago Maroons.
Okay. Well, that would kind of go with the color.
And I'm a huge University of Chicago Maroon fan now.
Why is that?
Because, Tom, in a letter sent to the class of 2020, University of Chicago Dean of Students John J. Ellison said that one of the defining characteristics of the school was its unwavering commitment to freedom of inquiry and expression. Civility and mutual respect are vital to the campus culture, the letter states, but not at the expense of shielding students from unpopular opinions or ideas. And I quote, "Our commitment to academic freedom means that we do not support so-called trigger warnings. We do not cancel invited speakers because their topics might prove controversial. And we do not condone the creation of intellectual, quote, safe spaces, unquote, where individuals can retreat from ideas and perspectives at odds with their own." The warning from the Chicago University stands in sharp contrast to many other American universities that have gone out of their way to coddle students by protecting them from ideas they may find offensive or disturbing. I don't think we could call this radio program a safe zone that way.
No.
No.
Disturbing, though, yes. But
what do you think? What do you mean disturbing?
You set that thing up on a tee. That was just perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally, I did something perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have a near-perfect conversation on race coming up. We've got State Senator Bob Wirch coming on the telephone, and we have Milt Thompson, the local civil rights leader. We've got our two major candidates for president calling each other racist now. It's really a highbrow presidential race. We will delve into that subject after we cover sports next on WRJN.
How many fish have you caught here, Grandpa?
I don't think I can count that high, honey.
I don't want to leave here.